Simon & Schuster Audio presents The Passenger by Lisa Lutz, read by Madeline Mabee.
Tanya Dubois, Chapter 1. When I found my husband at the bottom of the stairs, I tried to resuscitate him before I ever considered disposing of the body. I pumped his barrel chest and blew into his purple lips. It was the first time in years that our lips had touched and I didn't recoil. I gave up after 10 minutes. Frank Dubois was gone. Lying there all peaceful and quiet, he almost looked in slumber. But Frank was noisier asleep than he was awake. Honestly, if I had known what kind of snorer he was going to turn into, I never would have married him. If I could do it all over again, I never would have married him even if he slept like an angel. If I could do it all over again, there are so many things I would do differently. But looking at Frank then, so still and not talking, I didn't mind him so much. It seemed like a good time to say goodbye. I poured a shot of Frank's special bourbon, sat down on Frank's faux suede lazy boy, and had a drink to honor the dead. In case you were wondering, I didn't do it. I didn't have anything to do with Frank's death. I don't have an alibi, so you'll have to take my word for it. I was taking a shower when Frank died. As far as I could tell, he fell down the staircase all on his own.